This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Thousands of women marched through the capital of Belarus on Saturday, calling for the resignation of the country's authoritarian president, Alexander Lukashenko. University students also took to the streets of Minsk to demonstrate against the detention of classmates during the wave of protests that have gripped the country for 4 weeks. For the first time in the weeks of demonstrations, supporters of LGBTQ rights appeared with rainbow flags to join the women's march in Minsk, an indication that Lukashenko's opponents are becoming bolder. Although same-sex activity was legalized in Belarus in 1994, stigmatization of it is strong, and authorities have not allowed any LGBTQ organization legal registry. Mali's military junta began talks with opposition groups on Saturday on its promise to hand power back to civilians after mounting pressure from neighboring countries in the weeks since it overthrew its leader. The summit was originally planned for last weekend, but was called off at the last minute after a quarrel between the military and the June 5th movement, which spearheaded the protests that led to the toppling of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. The opposition coalition of civil and religious leaders has demanded that the military rulers give it a role in the transition to civilian rule, but was not invited for the transition talks last Saturday. It was then included in the rescheduled talks, along with political parties, former rebels, unions, civil society organizations, and media representatives. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This